Kate Eardley, you told us about how Uganda is a great example of how local level, national level, and global level advocacy can all join up. How does that work?
Well, Mike, we presented at the World Health Assembly on nutrition, and we're really looking to get the comprehensive implementation plan on nutrition passed here. And I wanted to give a flavour of a real-life country example of where World Vision is working on nutrition and where World Vision is joining up our efforts from community to national, and then obviously bringing those voices back up to the global level in Geneva here. So I spoke in particular about World Vision's work, bringing together a coalition. World Vision in Uganda brought together a whole range of organisations working on nutrition, including academics, around a government action plan for nutrition that had been drafted. And the analysis of that plan by the coalition, including World Vision, was that actually the community level was missing. So through dialogue with local communities, through meetings with local parliamentarians at the community level, through various breakfast meetings, through letters to the president that were published in the press, World Vision Uganda and the coalition worked really hard to draw attention to what was missing from the draft action plan. And they actually got some very good meetings with government, they made some great progress, and they got the draft action plan that was finally passed in November 2011, including much more on the community. So previously the draft didn't mention village health teams, and now the final version, which is signed by the president and supported by 8 ministries of Uganda and in the government, actually mentions village health teams as a key part of delivering nutrition to families and communities.
What sort of role do global targets play in this?
Well, I think they help drive that progress at the national level. I think if we see the national level at the centre of the picture, and for World Vision and others, we're really trying to draw that focus from community level up to the national level, then actually having global targets for things like undernutrition actually helps with that. So we can see how the community can deliver on improved nutrition, but also having pressure from Geneva and from New York for the Ugandan government to really deliver improved nutrition helps. So we create an enabling environment around the government and around these targets so that we know that everyone at all levels is working towards the same end.